Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's begin today with the big news from Massachusetts technology industry, the ground-shifting sale of the Hopkinton-based EMC Corporation to the Texas-based company Dell.
The deal was finalized today, and it's massive, a record-setting $67 billion, making it the largest acquisition ever in the tech industry.
EMC is a data storage company and one of the state's biggest employers with close to 10,000 workers. So what will the sale mean to them and to the future of the tech sector in Massachusetts?
We're joined now by Scott Kersner. He's the innovation economy columnist for the Boston Globe and a writer at Beta Boston. Scott, good to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, I mean, $67 plus billion, this is a huge deal, but is it a good deal for EMC?
It's a really big deal. You know, when you look at deals like this in the past, they often create these big lumbering companies that are constantly cutting employees and trying to shave down and get themselves more nimble. And then you wonder, well, why did they merge in the first place if it just creates these even bigger dinosaur companies that just have problems, you know, surfing the next wave of technology.
Right. I mean, in fact, Dell and EMC have hinted at exactly that. They said that the combined company would actually have to focus on reducing the debt that they're acquiring to make this deal happen in the first 18 to 24 months following the merger. I mean, do we know yet what that means for the 9,700 employees of EMC who work in Massachusetts?
Well, no, because they often don't say when they announce the merger what it means in terms of job cuts. I mean, that's how the game is played. You know, you don't want to get congressmen and governors and senators involved and saying like, hey, this deal might mean lots of job cuts in our city or our state. So that comes later.
We have seen things like this in the past. You wrote about how when Compaq first bought Digital Equipment, and then HP, of course, famously bought Compaq, and then HP has been shedding jobs like crazy for years thereafter. It sounds like you definitely don't think that they could buck the trend.
Well, I think the one thing that makes it still different is that Dell is a privately held company. You know, Michael Dell took them private about 2 years ago with the help of lots of private equity money. And so, you know, he answers basically to himself and the private equity shareholders of Dell. So that is a little bit different from these companies that have to answer to the quarterly results master of the stock market. So maybe Dell's ownership group is going to give them more time to kind of develop, okay, what is the growth strategy here once you put these two companies together? I mean, to me, the unfortunate big picture is that when you look at technology, it's all moving to the cloud and kind of utility-based technology buying where, hey, we're happy to pay you almost like you pay the cable company or you pay the electric company. So I worry, I mean, these two companies, Dell and EMC, are very much hardware companies, PCs, servers, data storage gear. And so they're going to spend the next year or so figuring out how to integrate these two organizations, as opposed to sort of figuring out how do you get further ahead on that edge of selling people services rather than selling them expensive hardware.
But, you know, on the other hand, those services have to run on servers, as you said. So stuff, the backbone of the industry is still going to have to, like, have storage and processors, is it not?
Yes, but, you know, if you think about what generics or store brand groceries have done to grocery buying, you know, it really decreased the power of all the name brand companies. And you're seeing the same thing happen in these data centers, which is 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it used to be about the name brand providers of equipment, you know, the HPs and Ciscos and EMCs. And now, to be honest, a lot of these data centers are being built on generic servers and generic hard drives and generic flash storage. And I just feel like the mega trend here is not really favorable to the name brand technology providers.
Yeah. You know, finally, Scott, it occurs to me that EMC in a way is sort of one of the last of a previous generation of, you know, innovation economy companies in Massachusetts. Of course, there was Digital, Wang Laboratories, Data General. But what do you think it means overall for the innovation economy in the state as it stands now?
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing because when I look at startups, you know, a lot of them are really focused on software and services that you can buy in this utility model. And, you know, they're selling all kinds of really interesting database software or analytics services or other cloud services. And so they're really built on this new model. And I think they're going to be a lot more, have a more interesting pitch to customers than, hey, spend a couple $100,000 on this name brand data storage gear. So it doesn't make me worried about the future. I mean, it does make me worried for the 70,000 employees of EMC and, you know, how much job security are they going to have. But I still am really long-term bullish on the innovation economy here in Massachusetts.
Well, Scott Kirshner is the innovation economy columnist for the Boston Globe and a writer at Beta Boston. Always great to talk with you, Scott. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Meghna.
And let's turn now to David Goulden of EMC Corporation. He's the CEO of Information Infrastructure at the Hopkinton-based company. And welcome to Radio Boston, Mr. Goulden. Good to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So Scott Kirshner talked there about deals like this in the past that often make big lumbering companies that then have to work really hard to sort of trim themselves down to become more nimble. Is this new company going to face that challenge?
Anthony, that's not how we're starting off life thinking about things. We're really focused upon the growth opportunity here. Unlike other of these large tech mergers where there's a lot of overlap, EMC and Dell are actually very complementary. Very few areas of our businesses that any overlap at all. So it's all about creating a broader portfolio for our customers and helping our customers accelerate their trend towards things like cloud computing and digital transformation. So the focus here is on growth.
All right. So EMC employs lots of people around the world, some 9,700 right here in Massachusetts. The question for a lot of those folks is what this deal means to them. Are their jobs secure?
Well, there's some good news there as well, Anthony. One of the things that we've declared when we're looking at the new company is where the center of gravity is going to be for certain parts of the business. And one of the parts of the announcement this morning was that Hopkinton and Boston will actually be the headquarters for what will be a new combined enterprise systems division. That business will start off life with over $30 billion in revenue, and it'll be based here in Hopkinton, with obviously population centers around the world. But to put that into context, that's about two times the size of the business that's based in Hopkinton today. So that's going to be a good thing for the local economy.
So does that mean more jobs in Hopkinton?
It means as we grow, there'll be more jobs in total in Massachusetts. That's one of the commitments that we made this morning. It's all tied back to growth. Growth creates jobs. We plan to grow this business, and we plan to have more employees than we have today over time.
And what about in the short term? Because Dell, of course, taking on lots of debt to make this deal possible, and the company has already indicated that they'll have to reduce that debt and cut as much as $850 million through to 2016. Doesn't that raise the possibility of layoffs in the short term?
Not directly related to the transaction. We on the EMC side announced, independent of this transaction a few months ago, that we would be taking some actions to basically become more cost efficient, and those will continue, but they're nothing to do with this transaction. And by the way, those initiatives are more driving our efficiency and reducing our infrastructure costs than anything broader than that. So relative to this particular combination, yes, there's going to be a fair amount of debt, but also there's great cash flow. Both EMC and Dell operate very strong businesses from a cash flow point of view. And when we talk about what the combination effects are, the focus is much more upon revenue growth than it is upon any cost reduction, to the extent where we're talking about our revenue synergies being three times that of any of the cost synergies. And, of course, with revenue synergies come growth, and with growth comes employment.
I want to ask you a little bit about a point that Scott Kirshner raised, and this gets back to your first sort of explanation about the sort of reason for this whole purchase going forward. And that is, one of the ideas that Scott raised is that both these companies are now very much hardware companies. They make stuff, and that this type of technology is almost going generic. So the combined EMC Dell would be spending a long time integrating the companies instead of focusing on innovating. Is that a fair concern, or what's your response to that?
I think that's actually often a misunderstood role that certainly we and also Dell play. We don't make disk drives. We're a storage company. We don't make disk drives. We don't make the processors. We don't make the sheet metal. We integrate all that, and we have a huge amount of software content on that. So we are essentially a hardware integrator. And, of course, Software has to run somewhere, and software needs to run upon modern contemporary hardware systems. Increasingly, the value that we provide to our customers is in software, software-defined storage, software-defined data center, and there'll be more of that capability inside of the combined enterprise. So absolutely, hardware componentry is becoming commoditized, but hardware systems, there's still value in creating systems out of those components, and then there's a lot more value in creating software to run on those and services to help our customers deploy them. And as I mentioned earlier, the focus here is to help our customers move towards cloud computing, and to help our customers move towards digital transformation, which is kind of what our customers want help doing as they think about their bigger businesses.
All right. David Goulden is the CEO of Information Infrastructure at EMC Corporation in Hopkinton. Mr. Goulden, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.